you conclude by saying what you see as the essential elements of Islam that we should be promoting in schools?
You see, first of all, honesty, truth, and integrity. Islam stresses truth, the role of truth, in reforming society so much that according to Islam, it is not just the truth which is enough. It is the impression the truth creates. That also is important. Sometimes it is the whole truth, nothing but the truth, truth but nothing but the truth, you know, that sort of thing. Yet you manipulate it in a manner, the impression created is different. So, according to Islam, the basic principle is that be straightforward enough to convey the impression which is exactly true. So the person who receives an impression must receive it, and this is your responsibility to help him, receive it exactly in accordance with the reality of life, reality of which you are trying to put across. So this, I think, is the most important thing. I found this very effective in raising up my own children. I emphasize the role of perfect, absolute truth so much right from the beginning that wherever I suspect, you know, any misconduct, misbehavior, all I have to do is to ask them and to trust them. It's a beautiful mutual relationship of trust. So I detect things and they admit. And then they realize that perhaps they were wrong. So this free dialogue between the one generation and the new generation can only be meaningful and trustworthy if you train your children to adhere to truth at every trial, at every cost, in every situation. And I think this is what should be highlighted in the children's education, please.